Annie Fuller was angry. No, she was furious. How could this have happened? How could she ever face Nate's parents? What could she say to explain how their daughter, who they had so reluctantly handed over into her care, had been assaulted, practically at her doorstep? And Nate, what would he do when she told him? She pulled the shawl more closely around Laura, who sat huddled in the boarding house kitchen rocker by the old cook stove, and the girl curled into herself further, her face hidden by the long strands of dark hair that had escaped from the neatly coiled braid at the back of her head. Or at least the coil had been neat this morning when Laura left the boarding house on her way to work. Annie had refrained from saying goodbye to her young boarder at that time, since she was already costumed as Madam Sybil, a scarlet shawl over her old black silk, a Medusa-like black wig covering her own reddish-blonde hair, and white powder hiding the light dusting of freckles that were scattered across her nose. She preferred not to interact with anyone but Sybil's clients when she was dressed this way. Instead, she'd gone to the window of the small parlor where she met those clients and peeped through the curtains at the younger woman, noting the similarities between Laura and her older brother Nate. Both were tall, straight-backed, and dark-haired, with long-legged strides. Laura's skin was paler, and thank goodness she didn't have her brother's nose, which gave him the look of a bird of prey. But they both were graced by the dark brown and slightly oblique eyes and the high cheekbones that recalled their distant Shawnee ancestor. Watching as Laura walked confidently up the sidewalk, her shoulders thrown back as if she was going into battle, Annie had felt such pride in the young woman. She knew that Laura was going to work early because she was determined to excel at her new teaching position. Yet now the poor girl sat in the kitchen, mud smeared on the lower half of her skirt, her hair in disarray, her confidence gone, and shivering in fear because of some brute. I could strangle whoever it was with my bare hands.